This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. The people are already speaking about this. 877-881-1053. Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys Hotline, or excuse me, text line. Also want to hear from you on the Twitch, on the YouTube, because I saw this column and I was like, yeah, okay, I definitely don't agree with that. Chris Broussard said he feels that baseball is becoming a niche sport. And I'll give you a couple of his lines of reasoning and then we can discuss. Well, I have no idea what y'all's opinions are. I very much disagree. He said, I think what really propelled football to its current status is fantasy football. I think the gambling, I think the interest in having your team and following it, that was in the 90s and football really skyrocketed and left every other sport behind. I'm not here to argue that football is not by far the most popular sport here in America. Then he goes on, baseball as a sport, it's a slower sport. It doesn't lend itself as much to showing off the athleticism like basketball. You can't be as creative in baseball as you can in basketball, dunking, dribbling between your legs, all of that behind the back passes. It's just the nature of the sport.
Sounds like he hates the WNBA.
Yeah, he's not watching good middle infielders turn two.
And or outfield catches. And then he says, I think it's because it's so slow and you can watch a baseball game and not see action for such a long amount of time. That's hurt the sport as society has become faster.
There are some nights where you're like, man, did anything really happen in this game? That could be a great pitch. And that's what I think is fun about the game of baseball is, let's say tonight it's a 1-0 game and you're like, damn, what happened? Then you look and both pitchers have 11, 12 strikeouts apiece.
Right.
You're like, whoa, was the pitching dominant or these hitters just stink this much? There can be some other nights. I mean, I've watched when Mike's been on Bally, and he's been like, look, I know this wasn't a high-scoring game, but there was some tremendous defense played in this game. And maybe you missed out on those plays. But, yeah, like you can see some special defense be played. You can see some special plays. That Josh Smith, didn't he have two throws the other day where we were like, whoa, that was awesome. He had one where he just kind of flicked his wrist and threw one across the field, and I was like, wow. So I understand what he's saying because – football is a march, right? Like football is a march. It's a progression throughout the game. You're getting this, reset, re-go, reset, re-go. You're doing that constantly throughout the game. In basketball, it's just chaos. Chaos up and down until the last 5 minutes, and now you're going to get some strategy thrown into the mix. And there's probably strategy thrown in throughout the entire basketball game as well, leading up to the final 5 minutes. But it's chaos all the time. Hockey, very similar kind of chaos, low scoring. And baseball has a different, it's a very conversational sport. Mike brought that up when he took his family. And he sat down and he said, I can have a conversation and watch the game, not feel like I'm missing out on a lot of the game at the same time. That's what I think it is niche in that way. But I think that's what it lends itself to, is that's what you're looking for, not sitting there. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat the entire game. You know something's going to happen in a baseball game.
Kevin, you know what's kind of funny? Like, that action point is one that comes up, but I'm always fascinated about that because, like, football's action time isn't actually all that high. I know that there was a...
like 11 minutes or something along those
lines. Someone did a study about this, and compared to, like, the duration of time on, like, a full game, the percentage of the time, the amount of action is 11 minutes in football. Percentage of time is apparently just under 6% of the time watching of actual action happening compared to baseball. And especially, like, they have the duration at 256. I imagine that we've trimmed that down somewhat since then. 17 minutes of action time is what was clocked.
Okay.
Actually, almost 18 minutes, which is 10.2% of action time. So, like, I don't know how much that tracks, actually, but I think that we've just gotten ourselves in the rhythm of what football is and how that flow goes, and we kind of made that in our minds as like more action that's actually there. And I find that to be fascinating because I wonder why that is. I think that he's right on like the inflection point in the mid 90s. I do wonder, and I guess I'll throw this up to Mike, being so much of a guy that loves baseball and almost like an amateur baseball historian. Like, I always kind of look back to the 94 strike, and I wonder like how much that turned off folks in America just generally to baseball because they felt like the players were being greedy or whatever. And I think that that might have been kind of the inflection point there. Would you agree or disagree with that idea?
It has its points, but I would say no, because it's grown tremendously. I'd have to go back and look, but I think it's grown by over $10 billion since 1994. So it was like $1 billion industry, and now it's an $11 billion industry. Mm-hmm. So that would be tough because you wouldn't have financial growth. It'd almost be like the NHL when they had their kind of strike lockout. I was like, wow, they really don't have a lot of money in that sport. Now they do in a sense that they have a lot of money, but if you compare it to football, baseball, and basketball, and in that order, then you'd be like, man, hockey's well below those three sports. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if Chris Broussard ever liked baseball, if he ever played baseball. It doesn't mean you have to play a sport to like it. I never played football. It's tough. I get where he's coming from. Nobody's being hired in those positions, the morning or daytime TV stuff. Nobody's being hired that are former players.
That was another thing that got brought up, is they talked about it from the perspective of, and you could think whatever you want about the national talking head shows, but that was one of the things, is you don't really hear them go like, man, did you see Bobby Witt Jr. do X, Y, and Z? And basketball will come up all the time. Then the counter argument was brought up to Broussard, but the World Series and the NBA Finals draw, give or take, about the same ratings every single year. So if you're saying it's niche or niche, if you're fancy, then what does that say about basketball? And one of the arguments that he put forth is, look at like the youth that are playing it and the TV representation on shows like the morning shows. And I think you run into the danger of having an argument that people have probably made for, I don't know, like 40 years, that the game is not building.
I have a question about basketball. Does it have a culture identity of its own? Does anybody understand kind of what I'm saying with that? Basketball just seems to have, it's connected to hip hop. It's connected to Flash and all these things. And everybody that seems to play it is involved in that culture in some way. And I'm not trying to compare this to like other different kinds of racial cultures, but it seems like there is a vibe that comes from basketball. Where in baseball,
it's the black culture. Let's be honest here. It's 90% black.
Baseball, and if you look at baseball, stale, right?
It's under 10% black Americans.
Right. But we talk about how even with baseball, like, very little representation of their individual players. Like, they don't get much FaceTime. We've talked about Mike Trout being the best player for so long, and still you're like, on based on who he is. And I wonder how that, it feels stale in that way, that it's not like, is there something else aside from the game that I want to attach myself to? It seems like there's multiple layers to attach yourself to. I guess cards comes in as something there, but I don't know.
Like, just being integrated into the culture in general. And I don't mean, like, when I say the culture, I'm not using that in, like, kind of the glib way, like, the culture. But, like, just in culture in general, like, how many times, we can go back and, like, look at the ways in which ball players were referenced in various media, and it feels like baseball players aren't as much now. And I do wonder if that's kind of what you're speaking to.
Okay, yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that's another part of it, too. Yeah, I can for sure. And, I mean, just think about how many times Dak Prescott or an NFL team or Mahomes or Kelsey are integrated into music as well, like songs and stuff like that too. Whereas I just don't know if it's as much with baseball.
Yeah, and I go back to, these shows aren't my favorite. Like the morning talking head shows and everything like that, you'd be much better off listening to Sean and RJ. But those aren't my favorite. However, they're there for a reason. Stephen A. Smith might get all this money for a reason. Even if you want to count like Pat McAfee, I know he's on a little bit later in the day. They're on for a reason. And it's, you see it all the time, is Anthony Edwards, don't get me wrong, he's a damn fine player, but he gets broken down to a level of minutiae that you're like, wow. And I know people feel that way about football, but you can use any number. The only person who's come even close, kind of, is Shohei. I did feel like Shohei at times got that level of attention, but he's one guy. there are a lot of other really great players. Like, maybe you don't want to count Wyatt Langford, even though he's been on a tear. But we talked about Bobby Witt Jr. Obviously, he's a local guy, and he's been on an absolute tear, whether it's Juan Soto, Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge might be having a better season than when he hit 62 home runs, but it feels like you're not going to hear a lot about that until he gets like 54 instead of like, holy crap, Aaron Judge is done it again. Like, lead story of your talking head show.
Yeah, I feel like Bobby Witt Jr. should be a bigger deal.
Sure.
I mean, Mike,
he's young. He's fun. Ellie De La Cruz is another one. He's young and fun.
It's part of the in-game interviews and stuff like that, an attempt to try and highlight that too, even though sometimes it can't because you don't get to see that. Was it Josh Young had three flashy plays in the same inning that he was being mic'd up? Like, that was an awesome moment. I just wonder how much that affects that.
I think baseball's doing fine. We want it to be something that it's not. And if you don't like it, I mean, one thing that it can't be, I hate saying this, but it can't be black culture. Black people in America right now are not playing this sport in general. I get there are some, you know, but it's only, I think, to start the year, 6 or 7%.
The percentage.
So
is
if
very
you want
low.
It to be hip hop, black culture type of deal, that's basketball. Baseball never had it, but it's definitely gone down in time. In fact,
do you think it was close with Griffey at all? Sorry to jump in there.
I think that's when it started dying, actually, not by him or anything. Is what happened was, is Michael Jordan, I think, changed a lot of things in our world of athletes playing certain sports. And then it even got worse, as in the late 90s, we made baseball a very expensive sport. It was always a little expensive, but now we've made it very expensive. That's why soccer sucks in the United States, is because it's a very expensive sport. Yeah. And in other countries, it's not an expensive sport, but the United States made soccer a very expensive sport, and that's why we'll always suck at it.
They did.
I think that's sorry, I didn't mean to step on you there. My bad. I think that that's a great point, like the idea that we really subsidize football and basketball in big ways in this country when it comes to like public schools, and like those are big sports that are frequently pushed. And baseball, even though it does exist in schools, it's not as big, it's not as subsidized. And I do imagine that that's a big way of people getting into various sports, right?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely, man.
Yeah, and I know the HBSU, is that what it is?
HBCUs?
HBCU is playing Friday, I believe, and that's a fun game that Griffey Jr. is
putting on. Part of the All-Star weekend, yeah.
I know Mark McLemore is one of the coaches. There's a whole bunch of good athletes. So there are black people playing baseball, but it's at such a low number that it's very tough to get those numbers up. So if you wanted more, like if I go into, I'll say a basketball, because I'm 99% sure you'll never hear a country song in a basketball gymnasium in the NBA, like 0% chance. But if I go to,
unless you're Jimmy Butler's,
if I go to baseball right now, if I went to the weight room, I know the Rangers are on the road, but there's probably about a 33% chance I'm going to hear country music in there. Not the whole time, but it'll just be rotated in songs. And country music is more white culture. Rap music is more black culture. And so I do think that, look, younger people usually go more towards, I would say, I know this is sounding, I don't want to sound racist, I'm just thinking I'm sending facts here, is younger people like rap music more than country music. It doesn't mean that your tastes can't change over time or whatever, but you're like, okay, well, younger people like this type of music, like this type of genre, like this type of this and that, so they might lean more towards NBA. And that's fine. I mean, they both have about the same numbers. Like, there's really no difference between basketball and baseball. And there doesn't seem to be, over the last few years, there doesn't seem to be much of a change in the numbers, as in all of a sudden basketball's done this and baseball's done
that. We talked about overall revenue for the two sports, they're the two leagues, are very, very similar. We even broke it down. Now I realize there's more product to disperse for baseball, but the 100 to 110 million that Bally was giving the Rangers as opposed to the 50 versus the Mavericks. And then the fact that, like I said, it can be off a bit, but the NBA Finals and World Series ratings are not that different on a year-to-year basis.
Kevin, that was actually a question I wanted to ask, because, and this would take it to a whole different level, and I don't know that we have the time for that, but Do we have any sports that are like monoculture, like that are not niche? If baseball's niche, I feel like football would be the only one in America. Like,
yeah.
I think that we are seeing that
probably.
I think we're seeing the death of monoculture in general, where everybody's kind of siloed into their different interests. And the only thing that when it comes in sports that it feels like bridges all those gaps is football.
I definitely think you're right. Obviously, the argument would be in most every other country in the world, it's soccer. But
football,
yeah. As you laid, yes. Yeah, so some variation of football is the great uniter for people. We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. By the way, I see a couple people. Sorry, I haven't had a chance to respond yet on the text 877-881-1053 saying they appreciate the conversation, or like maybe they don't agree with everything, but they appreciate the conversation. We like to have these kinds of conversations, and when Broussard is somebody that for the longest time, I can't say I've like kept as much track of him the last 4 or 5 years, yeah. But for the longest time, I was really in tune with the stuff he was putting out there. So I was like, I definitely disagree with this opinion, but I thought it was interesting.